Police departments are under more scrutiny, and now Bloomington residents are being asked to weigh in on their police force.
Just kind of, you know, let them know what the community is looking for.
That's Public Safety and Community Relations Board Chair Robert Bosquez. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Monday, March 15th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with a District 87 school board candidate suspending his campaign after his history of posting racist and misogynist content to social media came to light. John Reed was one of five candidates running for four District 87 board seats in the April 6th election. A group identifying itself as District 87 students, parents, and residents released a video online Friday morning in which they voiced some of Reed's most controversial posts.
Black Lives Matter. The entire country is sick of your sh-
sick of the lawlessness, sick of the riots, sick of the threats and demands.
The offensive content was especially troubling as he tried to win a policymaking role in a district where over half the students are non-white.
Black privilege.
Black privilege.
Black privilege.
The ability to break every law in the country and still remain the victim.
By Friday evening, Reed said on social media that he was suspending his campaign. He says his campaign would be a distraction for District 87 students, parents, and teachers. It's unclear how that decision will impact the actual ballot. Early voting began Friday in Bloomington. Those behind the RealJohnReed.com campaign also criticized Bloomington City Council Ward 5 candidate Nick Becker for supporting Reed. By Friday afternoon, Becker tried to distance himself from Reed in a Facebook post. Becker said that Reed's statements, quote, do not represent in any way my deep respect for our community and my approach to governing, unquote. He said allowing Reed's sign in his own front yard was a mistake, and he apologized for not doing better research on Reed. Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Nearly 50,000 COVID vaccine doses have been administered in McLean County, with about 18,000 people now considered fully vaccinated. That's just over 10% of the population. There are now 175 flags placed on the lawn outside the McLean County Museum of History downtown, one for each local resident lost to COVID over the past year. And ISU plans a return to work on campus this summer. Administration also says it anticipates in-person activities and face-to-face courses in the fall semester. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. The Bloomington Police Department's had four police chiefs in the last 3 years, and it will soon be time to hire a new permanent one. Interim Chief Greg Scott has been on the job since last fall, when Dan Donath retired after less than a year on the job. Donath followed another short-term chief, Clay Wheeler. As the city manager prepares for another chief search, the city's police advisory board and the Not in Our Town organization are surveying the public. They want to know about the public's attitude toward the BPD. I spoke with Public Safety and Community Relations Board Chair Robert Bosquez about their online survey.
About a year and a half ago, we know we went through the same process when we had Chief Donath. And so we want to kind of go through the same process and just to see, again, you know, what the community is looking for, how we can better relations, and get some feedback from them. And that way we can, you know, report back to city council and the mayor and the city manager and just kind of, you know, let them know what the community is looking for.
With the survey is trying to capture the public's attitude toward the Bloomington Police Department. What do you mean by that attitude?
We're charged with the PSCRB board is with, you know, being that bridge between the community and the Bloomington Police Department. And, you know, and this relation that we've had has been good. We've had nothing but good things come through it. We're excited to see where it's going to go. And, you know, we take pride in that the city council, city manager, and the mayor, you know, often come to us and ask us how we could help. Whether it be through a survey on, you know, on how the police is doing, how Bloomington Police is doing, or just to get some feedback, right? To have these community meetings and just hear feedback from the community currently. But, you know, due to COVID, we can't meet in person. So it's been a little bit of challenge trying through Zoom calls. So, but hopefully, you know, once we get past it, we can maybe meet, you know, at some kind of capacity in person. We can just to get that feel, you know, the human to human, face to face feedback from some people.
Well, what about for you personally, Robert Vasquez? What are the qualities you want to see in the next police chief?
The first and foremost is local, right? I think the Bloomington Police Department, I know Bloomington Police Department is a good force, because if it wasn't, we'd have already had some issues come up in our 4 years existence, and we really haven't had any. So I think there's many qualified police officers and sergeants and lieutenants and assistant chiefs that would be great. And so that's what I want to see. I want to be somebody local. Now, if we don't have any interest, you know, within the police department, I would still like to see somebody at least within the state. What I don't want to see is somebody from, you know, up on the West Coast or the East Coast that will come and, you know, be a chief here, is because, you know, every city is different. Every city is different. And I want somebody who's been vested in our community and who has the best interest in our community. And also somebody who's lived here for at least more than 5 years. Those are what I would like to see.
Interesting. Yeah. I was going to ask you about the whole internal candidate thing. You know, is that something you're open to, or is it time to kind of look beyond the borders? But you have a pretty, pretty strong opinion about that.
I use that in my personal life as well. In jobs that I've had, I always believe within local, if you have a good foundation of employees, why not just, you know, let's find somebody's got to be a good candidate for that position. Now, again, if there was trouble, you know, Bloomington Police had been, you know, there'd been trouble, there'd been, you know, stuff come up and that kind of questionable, then I would more likely say, okay, maybe it's time to look outside. But currently, I think we have some good candidates in house.
That's Robert Vasquez, chair of Bloomington's Public Safety and Community Relations Board. You can find a link to the survey on the Public Safety and Community Relations Board's webpage at cityblm.org. Before we let you go, the normal town council meets tonight at 7 with a pretty light agenda, and the Bloomington City Council also meets tonight at 6. They'll discuss the new design for the O'Neill Park Pool Project. That is it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at cira.com.